Welcome to the AsthmaCommunityNetwork.org podcast. With us today is Dr. Tyra Bryant-Stevens from the Community Asthma Prevention Program of the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. Dr. Bryant-Stevens is here to talk with us about the integral role a community health worker plays in improving community health and creating healthy homes for individuals with asthma. Welcome, Dr. Bryant-Stevens.
Thank you for having me. I'm happy to be here.
Tell us about the Community Asthma Prevention Program.
The Community Asthma Prevention Program was begun in 1997, and it was in response to what we saw as a gap between medical knowledge and really what was happening in the home and what caregivers were doing to manage their children with asthma.
And what led you to incorporate community health workers into your program?
Well, part of my background is in education, and one of the things I always remembered was that peers are better educators than authority figures for community members. Community health workers, I feel, add a lot of value in the sense that they have the real-life experience of living in the community. They're familiar with the stressors, speaking about the stressors and how they manage them, as well as they're able to maybe connect or establish better rapport with caregivers of asthma who live in these communities.
What are the responsibilities of your community health workers?
Their primary focus has been to go into the home to educate about asthma and to educate specifically around environmental interventions. So they help families identify common triggers. Sometimes families know specific triggers, but if not, we really take a generalized approach to looking at common triggers and common behaviors that will be easy and feasible for families to implement to reduce these triggers.
Can you describe your community health worker training program?
Well, our training is didactic and observational. The didactic piece is over a couple of weeks, and we train them on several things. One is we train them on asthma and what is asthma. We expect them to do asthma classes in the home, so we have mock teaching where they teach and we can offer them feedback about better ways to teach. We also teach them about environmental interventions, how to put mattress covers on. And many people don't know, but one of the things the community health workers taught me is that that is most times a two-person's operation. So if you have a single mother or a single caregiver and you ask them to put a mattress cover on, but they don't have help to do that, it probably won't happen. We do also train them on data collection, and I always tell them garbage in, garbage out, so that if they don't collect the data correctly, we will not be able to show that they are effective in what they do, and that if it's not documented, then it's not done.
Well, this is a very fairly intensive intervention that you just walked us through. What's the evidence to support this approach over other less intensive efforts to improve asthma outcomes in hard-to-reach populations?
The CDC recently, actually in their community guide for preventive services, have reviewed the literature around home visits and multi-trigger component interventions, and they recommend the task force has found this to be effective, and they recommend this as the way to reduce triggers in the homes for children with asthma. And then again, we have done several studies, and all of our studies and other studies across the country has shown some reduction in emergency room visits and hospitalizations above that you would get if you did nothing.
Dr. Bryant-Stevens, you are recognized as a national expert on asthma. You're also a dynamic leading voice at EPA's annual National Asthma Forum. Why do you recommend that our listeners attend the forum this year?
Well, I think the forum is a great way for those of us who are out in the field doing the work to meet, to learn from each other, to network, to find new friends. And I think there's no other forum for this in the United States. I find it very helpful to really speak to other programs to find out what they're doing. I just think it's a great opportunity not to be missed. There are so many people there who are just interested, invested in doing this in a way that works, and I think the EPA provides a nice framework for us to think about what we do, how to be more effective in what we do, and a nice venue to share our ideas.
Thank you very much for joining us today, Dr. Bryant-Stevens. The work you do is truly inspiring. For more information about EPA's National Asthma Forum, visit www.epaasthmaforum.com and visit asthmacommunitynetwork.org to connect with other asthma champions in your community and nationwide.